This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
As the U.S. wakes up from holiday celebrations, the rest of the world is busy trying to stimulate a struggling economy. Central banks in Europe and China announced this morning they are cutting interest rates to spur lending. And the Bank of England said it is pumping another $78 billion into the economy. All that ahead of the most important economic indicator of the month here in the U.S., which comes out tomorrow. That's the June employment report from the Labor Department. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us now about some early clues that came in this morning.
First, layoffs. They hit a 13-month low in June. John Challenger of outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says employers aren't hiring very much, but they're not firing a lot either.
And we've moved into a period where the economy is in kind of this slow growth mode. Employers are just standing pat.
Next, onto job creation. ADP, which tracks payrolls, said this morning that private companies added 176,000 new positions in June. That's more than economists expected. But Nariman Baravesh at IHS Global Insight is sticking with his lowball prediction for the big Labor Department jobs report tomorrow.
We think it's going to be stuck at about 8.2%. I wouldn't be surprised to see it drift upward a little bit in the coming months. I mean, that's sort of consistent with a lackluster job situation. So, and if it goes down, it'll be typically for a bad reason in this kind of jobs environment, which is that people drop out of the labor force. They stop looking for work.
In the past 3 months, the U.S. economy has not created enough jobs to keep up with new workers entering the labor force. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.